5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just hours ago, the British medical journal BMJ accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
Our aim will be to give the government back to the American people, and a renewed focus on our Constitution.
We sent that guy to Washington, D.C. to uphold the Constitution, and he's not even on the floor of the House when they're reading it. What gives?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We got to talk fluoride, vaccinations, radiating children, all of it sanctioned by government today on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Thank you for being a part of the United States of Health Talk Radio. This is where we rock the world each week to bring you healing that is not sanctioned by any governing body because they don't want you to be free and healthy. This is the sad fact. The FDA attacking Americans, they're going after vitamin C, the intravenous vitamin C that has been used for decades by the medical profession as another chelating agent, but also in its treatment of cancer and other infections. And the FDA is attacking, even before the ink is dry, on the signature of Obama on the Food Safety Modernization Act. Wow. They do not waste any time in attacking your liberty. Fluoride vaccinations, radiating children. Radiating children? What do you mean, Robert? Well, it turns out it looks like the medical profession, sanctioned by government, is doing what? Actually, radiating children. CT scans, x-rays, you name it. Overwhelming their bodies, their little bodies, in their defenses of the oxidative stress, the damage to DNA that occurs through their techniques of seeing through you. And then, of course, Homeland Security wants to radiate your children in these scanners walking through at airports. It's not enough that you get it at the doctor's office. Now you get it when you travel. Why did the federal government, though, back down on its fluoride recommendations that it puts to tap water? Why are they recommending fluoride at all, a neurotoxic element, a waste product of phosphate, aluminum, bauxite mining? Can you say fluoride deception? I've covered this over the years with Dr. Paul Conant, and this is an amazing thing what's happened here. And also, oh my God, just as I predicted, desperate minions of the pharmaceutical industrial complex are ratcheting up their propaganda war against anyone who dares to question the sacrament of vaccination. That's right. That is right. They are going after Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Attack the messenger, the guy who merely found out that there was a distinct damage to the intestinal tract of children who had received the MMR vaccine. And we talked to Dr. Andrew Wakefield many months ago, earlier in 2010, about this. And how I also saw the same kind of damage occurring in children resulting in neurological havoc, including those within the autism spectrum disorder diseases. And now we have the pharmaceutical industrial complex attacking, all out attack, calling Dr. Wakefield a fraud, his study fraudulent, putting words in the mouths of people. In time today, I've got audio, from the parents who are defending Dr. Wakefield. How many of you out there listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show buy the government's line and the pharmaceutical industrial complex's line that vaccines have nothing to do with autism? Anybody out there? Growing fewer and fewer by the day. Last year, studies, or let's say, what do you call those things when they question you? Call you up. Hey, what do you believe? What do you believe? These polls that they take. 25% of American families, parents in particular, believe that vaccines have something to do with autism. 25%. And I was just talking with Dr. Andrew Wakefield this morning, another survey conducted. It looks like it's up to 61% of American parents now believe that vaccines do have something to do with the development of autism. Where do you stand in this? And does this explain, as it should, why the medical industry sanctioned by government is attacking everybody and anybody it can to discredit any scientific verification of damage from vaccination and the subsequent development of the autism spectrum? They are desperate. They are losing. In fact, it could be argued that they have lost the argument because they can never convince these parents that already know the truth, that observe their children. You moms out there, you know what I'm talking about. I have many of you listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show every week right here on GCN Live and through all the affiliates around the country, my beloved listeners up there in Alaska, you know I love you, and all over the world. They cannot put the genie back into the bottle. It's too late. As evidence, their attacks on Dr. Andrew Wakefield. And his book, if you have not yet read it, Callous Disregard. You simply must get Callous Disregard and read it. Do we have Dr. Wakefield yet with us on the line? We are going to go to Dr. Wakefield shortly. This is a big news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The man that has become public enemy number one, I guess next to Julian Assange, who they went after because he was revealing secrets of the government industrial complex worldwide that they don't want you to know. And, of course, more of this stuff is coming out. The consciousness is being raised. The curtain is being lifted. The veil of illusion, the darkness is dissipating. And so I am ready to reveal this even more here in 2011. We're also going to go into some other things here when vitamin C in Congress is attacked. I want to acknowledge the disaster that is the attack on the group in Tucson, Arizona. But I'll also talk next hour about why this is happening, like you will not hear anywhere else in the media. But right now, I want to welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Thank you for being a part of the show today, doctor.
It's a pleasure. It's nice to be back. Thank you.
Are you wearing your Kevlar bulletproof vest today?
That's right. I got a few holes in it nonetheless.
My goodness, the mainstream media has been attacking, like the vicious attack dogs of Big Pharma here. But at the same time, you and I talked off the air, the parents are not buying this anymore. It's not as easy to convince the parents of what they've seen is not real, that after vaccines there's some changes that are significant happening. And as you acknowledged in your book, and we talked about last time, the gut damage leading to all kinds of havoc.
That's absolutely right. I mean, the problem is real. And if it weren't real, it would have gone away a long time ago. And I've been doing this for nearly 20 years now. And I think what we're looking at is a system, regulators, vaccine manufacturers and others who are furious. Why won't these people go away? Why don't parents believe us? And they don't believe them. They don't believe the government because there is a real problem. The parents know it. The parents trust their instincts and they know it. And there have never been so many children with chronic, debilitating immune and inflammatory conditions. And there's something definitely going on.
Well, and it's hard to, at this point, as you say, and I acknowledge too, as a parent, if you witness your children healthy, happy, functioning, and you go in to get a series or a shot or a series of shots, and suddenly there's a downturn in function, in awareness, and connection to the world, you are never going to be able to convince that parent that the vaccine didn't have something to do with it. And as I've acknowledged as a homeopath witnessing this, even in my own personal life, how it impacted my young childhood, that there is definitely collateral damage associated with these allopathic interventions, and vaccine is the sacrament they do not want you to question.
And that's right. And it's put itself, they've tried to put it into an almost sort of religious arena that one isn't allowed to question it. And it's not subjected to the same testing as drugs are. The rules that apply in terms of regulation are much laxer for vaccines. It seems to have got through under the radar. And they are putting more and more and more vaccines. There are now some 200 new vaccines in trials, many of which are intended to be mandated for children and adults. And that comes on top of an incredibly onerous regimen of vaccines. So the attack on me has effectively been a displacement. It's been trying to deflect the attention away from the vaccine issue to saying, here's the guy who caused it all, here's the guy who started it, and he's to blame, and it's all false. No, it isn't. It's not false. There was no fraud in our work, and it has been now substantiated around the world.
Dr. Wakefield, since when is it that a journalist gets to publish stuff in medical journals? Because this this Deer guy, he's just a journalist, and suddenly now he's thrust as an expert in this realm.
It is extraordinary that the British Medical Journal, once a reputable medical journal, has handed itself over to a journalist with an agenda. Let me just give you a little bit of background on Brian Deer, because...
Yeah, we've got another minute until break, and then we'll continue on, but go ahead and start with that.
I'll be very quick, but I just want to give your listeners some context about this man. When he first became involved in the autism question, when he first approached a parent, that is Mrs. Rosemary Keswick, the first mother who ever contacted me with a child who had developed bowel disease and regression into autism following a vaccine, he interviewed her under a false name. He gave her a false name. He gained access to the home of a bereaved mother with a severely damaged child under a false name. Now, once a liar, I'm afraid always a liar, and that is a measure of the man. And if people know that and people are aware of that, then they can put into context what has followed on from that point.
Well, that's what we need to do here. And in addition, you've got Paul Offit. They call him Paul Prophet, Vaccine Prophet, has been a major attack dog and defender of the vaccine industry against all questioners, whether they be parents or whether they be scientists. I want to talk to a doctor. We're talking with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, the author of Callous Disregard, the man who has become target number one, replacing WikiLeaks because of what he has found out about the damage of vaccination to the gut of children and the subsequent autism spectrum. We've got more on that after this break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com. Rocking the health world for freedom and liberty. We'll be right back. This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to superseaveg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Special broadcast alert. We have Dr. Andrew Wakefield in the house. Dr. Wakefield, the author of Callous Disregard, and at the center of a storming controversy, not controversial to us here in the United States of Health Talk Radio listening audience, because we've been following this for years and years and recognize the danger of a vaccination and the irresponsible blanket use like a religious sacrament of vaccination. And, of course, those who question it within and without the medical profession, we acknowledge and do our level best to prop up, back up, protect. Dr. Wakefield joins me now again, one of the first interviews we're able to get following this major attack by Offit and this dear a journalist who suddenly got elevated to some status that he certainly has not earned in regards to integrity. And Dr. Wakefield, with his findings, simply pointing out the facts that he found regarding the damage and danger of vaccines, now under attack in the media, recently attacked by good old Gloria Vanderbilt's son, isn't it? Anderson Cooper at CNN. How was that?
Yes, it's. I think that the media themselves, the mainstream media, are feeling extremely frustrated. In other words, they've been trying to convey the message of their sponsors and their advertisers that this is all safe and fine, and they cannot understand why people don't believe them. And I think that this happens for two reasons. One is that they have sort of given in to their sponsors and advertisers rather than catering to a balanced and fair, honest appraisal of the news in respect of vaccines and other drugs. And then, on the other hand, people are trusting instincts more. And we saw a survey a year ago showing that 25% of parents in America believe that vaccines cause autism. Now, that's remarkable in as much that we've done nothing in terms of public relations other than to take a good battering from these people. Yes. This year, I saw a similar thing just a couple of days ago showing that 61% of parents now believe that vaccines cause autism. Now, there may be some differences in the way these studies were done, but nonetheless, that does not reflect well on the ability of the mainstream media to convey a message because people simply don't believe them. And Anderson Cooper's attack on me, he called me a liar because I'd said that the book had been replicated. Well, our work, our findings in the Lancet paper were of a novel bowel disease in children with autism, and that's now been replicated in many countries around the world and published. And yet, you know, he comes on the show and calls me a liar. Now, he needs to get better informed, because if he's going to make that kind of allegation, then he's going to drive the reputation of the mainstream media even further down.
Well, yes. And you know, funny enough, on CNN, I saw another interview conducted by another one of their talking heads and interviewed the head of Generation Rescue to counteract and sort of defend the position that we have and understand. And he actually allowed him to speak. So there are chinks in the armor. They are allowing another message through, and I think they have no choice, or else parents en masse are flocking away from the mainstream media message and getting their news from sources that are not conflicted with interests pharmaceutical.
I'm sorry. And I think that the power of social media and the internet has been wonderful in many ways, because it has allowed people to communicate information that is not dependent on mainstream media. And sadly, the mainstream media has given itself over so much to the advertising dollars, largely from the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah, indeed. That's the conflicts of interest we're talking about here. And, of course, they're very dangerous and, in fact, deadly in the case when you witness the, I think, $1.5 or $2 billion paid out to through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act that was passed in the 1980s. So this is not a small little side occasional thing. This is happening every day, and yet they fight for it tooth and nail, which seems to me incongruent with the concept of a culture of life.
you know, that they claim they want to protect.
That's right. And you have to be honest with people. If you are not honest with people and they ultimately find out that you've been deceiving them, that you've been misleading them, either by underestimating the problem or, frankly, lying about the problem, then you're going to attract confidence, public confidence in all public health policy. And that could be catastrophic. But they've only got themselves to blame. And people, you need to be honest with people. You have to be honest with people. You have to treat people with respect, irrespective of people's educational level or their training or their profession. Their instinct tells them there is a real problem here. And that is an instinct that one has to trust.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're interviewing Dr. Andrew Wakefield, the author of Callous Disregard. We had him on last year, and now, of course, the attacks have ratcheted up in a big way as they claim the published studies were fraudulent. They've pulled it back. We predicted this at the time when Dr. Wakefield was on with us last year, that this would likely happen. It's happening now. Dr. Wakefield, having been shunned by the vaccinologist, it's a badge of honor in my mind, but what can you do now that is different that we didn't have access to once you mentioned the social networks, but other means by which many in your community, the medical community, have acknowledged what you have and are doing their level best, but yet they're being attacked by the regulators. One of the stories I'm going to be covering a little later is the FDA attacking intravenous vitamin C.
Yes, it's very sad. Well, I think that one of the things they've put out there is that I'm the only person who believes this, that I'm isolated amongst my colleagues, and that I'm a lone wolf and therefore dangerous. Now, I've just come back from a vaccine safety meeting in Jamaica where there were experts from around the world. There were medical journal editors, there were ex and current vaccine regulators, and everybody expressed concerns about the lack of safety studies, the lack of long-term safety studies, the lack of any understanding of the way in which these agents can cause harm, multiple vaccines, adjuvants, things that boost the immune system in vaccines such as aluminum and squalene. There is so much that is not known. And for people to take a didactic position that these are safe in the face of that ignorance is unacceptable.
Yeah, indeed. Of course, you ask about the safety testing, the long-term safety testing. Of course, the safety testing with multiple vaccinations or a number of vaccines given at the same time have not been conducted, yet they would claim what you do is fraudulent and somehow unscientific, which is ludicrous on its face and dangerous even worse than that, because it is convincing and preying on those who are not aware and not listening to the alternate sources of the people from within and without the medical community. And I reiterate, I have had medical professions on my program for 10 years now that have stood with this concept and stand by you and support what you're doing.
Yes, I think that one of their fears is that the number of scientists and doctors and other healthcare professionals who are joining in is growing enormously. I think one of the things that really focused people's attention on this was the H1N1 scam, whereby those in the front line, many doctors and nurses simply refused to have the vaccine on the basis that it was not adequately tested for safety and had things in it that they really didn't want injected into their bodies. And of course, the H1N1 outbreak turned out to be nothing, a damn squib. And so a lot of people looked at that and thought, wow, this is just a revenue stream for the pharmaceutical industry and has nothing to do with protecting individuals from disease. And then papers come along showing that it's actually not an effective vaccine in many circumstances. So more and more of the medical profession and allied professions are saying no now.
All right, stand by. I've got one more segment with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and he has to go off and do some other media interviews. We've got a lot more to cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. If you want to call in, I'll let you know the number when we come back from this break. Go to robertscottbell.com in the meantime and link through to it all. Be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
All right, we got lots more to come up. Vitamin C attacked. Congress attacked. Also, Stuart Tompkins returns with the essential fat update. A little later, we'll hear from my good friend Scott Kennedy. We're talking about children being irradiated by big medicine. That's right. Ionizing radiation tests are finding out that they're over-radiating them, and then the airports as well. But right now, I've got one more segment here with Andrew Wakefield. Dr. Wakefield, the author of the book Callous Disregard. I've got that link. We also have another website I want to send you to keep you up to date, called autismfile.com. Is that correct, Dr. Wakefield?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. Now, they've attacked you on many different fronts. Maybe we can cover a couple of these in this last segment of the attacks and how they're wrong.
Yeah, certainly. And these allegations from the UK freelance journalist, really were made last year. They were published in the Sunday Times last year. So the latest attack involves no new claims at all, nothing new. And what I did at the time was to go into exquisite detail, which is in a chapter in the book called Dear, appropriately, and addressing every single one of those allegations and showing why he was wrong. And I'll give you one example. For example, he said there was a discrepancy or discrepancies between the children's general practitioner records that were taken some years before and the records at the Royal Free. In other words, we had somehow manipulated the records at the Royal Free to make them different from the general practitioner's records. Now, that is impossible. We could not have access to the general practitioner records. We had, at the time, we had absolutely no access. We would take histories from the parents afresh. We would start again and we would take the history. And what we relied upon was the story as told to us by the parents. And that turned out to be accurate. And when you go back to analyze the discrepancies that he alluded to, then his actual claims are false. And so the substance of that, I went to great trouble to actually setting out in detail in the book. And he was, on that basis, referred to the Press Complaints Commission in the UK, which is a sort of regulatory body for journalists, and he has yet to face that. But in his latest claims in the British Medical Journal, he says that Press Complaints Commission hearing is, or complaint is now defunct. No, it's not. It's active. It's live. He is going to have to answer to the Press Complaints Commission. So, again, just an illustration of the dishonesty, the manipulation that is a feature, a characteristic of the way he writes.
Yeah, it's very clear, those that can look through the surface or below it. But as I said, they're preying on the people that are still a worshipful of authority. And I've had, you know, many doctors over the years that become disillusioned with their own profession because of the corruption of the culture of Big Pharma's encroachment. Like you just mentioned, the H1N1 scam and the fact that they found even at the World Health Organization conflicts of interest with Big Pharma there. So, you know, you're losing this, let's say, this area of an area where people really still trust, and they still do trust doctors by and large. But then again, many of them are defecting, and those are the ones they're having to attack. You right now are the latest and greatest example.
Yeah, I think it's very, very sad. Once the public have for a long, long time held the medical profession in high regard, very high regard, and the medical profession has a very high standard to live up to deserve that respect, and it's going, it's eroded. And it's eroded because the way in which healthcare is funded, the way in which, for example, pediatricians will be given or will be reimbursed for 5 minutes of a consult. Now, if you've ever dealt with a child with autism, then they need at least an hour to an hour and a half for a consult to work out what's going on in this very complex problem. Now, if you, as a doctor, can't get reimbursed for anything but 5 minutes of that hour and a half, then you're going to not see those children. You're not going to give them the time and investigation that they need.
Right.
And they're going to see what is a consequence. And I think the system is so skewed against this kind of child, this child with a chronic, complex sickness. And really, it is so sad. It breaks my heart every time that I see it happen.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you've got the heart. You're doing the right thing. We're going to continue to shout from the rooftops and from the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. And Dr. Wakefield, I hope we can have you on real quick for more updates as this evolves.
Thank you very much. And it's been a great pleasure.
All right, everybody, check out Autism File. I've got links up at robertscottbell.com. That was Dr. Andrew Wakefield. We're coming right back with more Powerful Healing. Scott Kennedy, Chris Barr, next.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom and liberty in media worldwide. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health freedom. I want to acknowledge the good works of Dr. Andrew Wakefield. And you know, if you're being attacked by Big Pharma, you're in good company. And that means you have a lot of integrity, as Dr. Wakefield does. I want to thank him for joining us on the Robert Scott Bell Show, surprisingly, today. One of the first places to break the news story here, countering the propaganda coming from Big Pharma, big media, and big government. And that's what we do every week on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. I've got links to all the things we're doing today. We've got more to talk about in regards to fluoride, the fluoride deception, as well as ionizing radiation for children. And I want to also acknowledge Pharmacy Super C-Veg, that's pharmacy with an F and an S, the RSB is the code you want. If you still want to get free shipping, RSB is that, just so you know. And we're going to counter a lot of this nonsense with good whole food. And that's why I have on the Whole Food Update this time again. Scott Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you, Robert. It's great that you're exercising your constitutional right of free speech to help people get healthy and stay healthy and choosing to be healthy by exposing those people that come in the name of health, but they're not doing anything but, you know, making our dying more comfortable at best. I don't see any new cures. I don't see any really new treatments other than the drugs that block. And so you're exposing that, and people have to learn that they're not going to get healed by looking to pharmaceutical science. So that's freedom of speech.
Yeah, Scott, it is. It's an attack on freedom of speech, in a sense, by discrediting the messengers, if you will, in many ways, because they don't have anything else to do here, because they're losing. They're losing the battle. They're losing the message. No matter what, the parents aren't believing this garbage, by and large, anymore. The authorities are losing their credibility, and not a moment too soon, in fact, Scott. And now we've got kids are being hammered by vaccines. I talked with Dr. Wakefield, as I've covered over the years, the damage to the gut. Then they're going to suffer suffer further from nutrient deficiencies because they're trying to counteract all the damage from the poison and, of course, the lining of the gut as well. So they get malabsorption issues. They're not getting the good nutrition. And even if they can, it's not getting in. So we got to heal that. And on top of that, we're talking about ionizing radiation. You sent me a story about the fact that now they're acknowledging kids are being over-radiated in modern medicine. And, of course, we've got the big story about fluoride. The government still sanctions fluoride in the water.
Right. It's unbelievable. I've always thought, my son was born on the couch. He came right under my arms. His mother was on the seaweed for 5 years, and she breastfed, and he's never not been on. He's very, very healthy. But when I took him for his well baby visit, the receptionist in the doctor's office, and it won't be the doctor, it's their front people, you know, tried to make me feel guilty for not shooting mercury-laden monkey virus in my six-week-old son. I mean, she tried to make me feel guilty as if I wasn't a good parent. And I asked her if she'd read any books on vaccinations or anything, and the answer was no. And I said, well, don't even imply that you know what you're talking about. You're just doing what, you know, Adolf Hitler told you to do, and that's not good enough. This is my son. So he never was vaccinated till he was much older, and his mother went into the medical field, so we had to vaccinate him against her. And in that field, because there's so many illnesses inside the hospitals. But you're right, kids are at risk. I mean, they're getting acid reflux from the prenatal vitamins that their mothers are taking. Their hyperactive hypothyroidism, hypothyroidism is rampant. Kids with diabetes and high cholesterol and ADHD, all from the chemicals and the science and our environment. And really, you know, it's just amazing how they're really causing the problems and then they can't fix them.
Well, and even salt. You think something as harmless as salt has become toxic because they refine the life out of it, they refine all the minerals out of it, and then they add the wrong form of iodine back in.
Absolutely, and it's like the fluoride thing. They think they're doing something good by putting, you know, iodine in the salt. They're telling you it's iodine, I-N-E, and it's not iodine. It's potassium iodide. And it's pharmaceutically made, so it could be more stable. And they literally, the World Health Organization told the National Institutes of Health not to tell anyone that it's not iodine. So the truth is, it's shutting down the, I think the obesity problem in this country is from the salt, the iodide-laden salt. And they can't say anything. Remember, they can't implicate themselves. That's why they can never say fluoride is bad. They can never, the industry and dentists have never admitted that mercury is even toxic.
Yeah,
because they'll never implicate themselves.
Right,
they'll
exactly.
Never admit it.
Mercury is bad in the fish, they say. Don't eat the fish because they're omega-3s. You got to avoid them. But, of course, if we inject it into your child, it's okay.
Right, because we did it.
Man, yeah.
That's the thing. We have too much trust and faith, if you will. We put our faith in these disciplines that really have proven as big failures. I mean, it's not better living through chemistry anymore. As far as I'm concerned, it's better living through seaweed.
Yeah, I want to talk to you more about that, but we got to go to a break. We're going to restore the whole food nutrients that have been lost to history almost because of modern medicine, S-I-N. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, we get the information to you that empowers you to heal, even if the government doesn't want you to. And they're attacking you. They're attacking vitamin C. They're attacking doctors as well. I've got Scott Kennedy coming up again next and Chris Barr in a moment. Stay with me.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets, electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Okay, all the links are up from today's show at robertscottbell.com. If you missed my interview with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, you'll have to catch it in the podcast either at robertscottbell.com or they end up popping up at naturalnews.tv with Mike Adams and the crew. So there's a lot of good ways that you will never have to miss a minute, a moment of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I've got more with Scott Kennedy now from Super Sea Veg, my dear friend, and he's the biggest advocate I know of whole food nutrition via sea vegetation and, you know, counteracting not only the propaganda, Scott, but the physiological assault. It all comes back to restoring the nutritional integrity of humans, of kids at birth and on forward so they can grow up and see through the lies and propaganda enslaving them to a system that would, you know, through oppression, gives rise to horrific acts, sometimes of violence, that none of us would like to see.
I agree. And I think that, Robert, I think when we lose our health, when we don't have our health, or when our children aren't healthy, we become more of a, we become more dependent on the state. And, you know, and so this health care thing, which is really sick care, it just takes care of us maybe when we're sick. And there's no education for the children how to get better. I mean, we look at Happy Meals and we look at the kids' menus and we look at gummy bears and Flintstones. None of that stuff is actually good for the children. And these are innocent children. And, you know, the parents, are being waylaid by the media and by the, you know, by what they're being told because they don't have time to study or do research projects. That's why how important your show is. If people would listen every week, I mean, it would change their lives. It can change their lives. And I'm saying that the children get a little bit of good nutrition every day. It can change their lives. And in a couple of weeks, when you're here in Phoenix, I'd like to play a tape of a lady who called me just completely overjoyed with what happened with her 4-year-old son because they decided to open capsules and throw seaweed into their son's drink. It's pretty amazing, and I just wanted to give people a little preview for that show in a couple of weeks when you're here in Phoenix.
Yeah, absolutely. I do need to acknowledge that. We're going to be at the Nullify Now event in Phoenix, Arizona, January 29th, and that's going to be a huge event. So spread the word if you're in the Southwest area, if you can get there. This is a life-changing event, an empowering event, and one that promotes a nonviolent means by which you can re-empower the people and the states as defined by our founding documents and framers of the Constitution. And this is an important thing. I'm going to have more to say on the shooting that happened in Tucson, Arizona, as to the reasons I feel it is happening and why this so-called suspect, Jared Lofton or whoever, may have committed this heinous act. And again, we acknowledge the danger of not only the government when it overreaches and oppresses the people, but the response and the reaction that normally occurs. And this has happened throughout history. But we find that when the people are nutritionally deficient, things yes. get ugly. And that's why yes. we need to restore the integrity of the nutrition, and that's what we're here to do. And Scott Kennedy, you're here to help me, and I appreciate that very much.
Well, it's hard. That's a hard act to follow. That dialogue you just imparted on everyone, and it really is a matter of health. I mean, we underestimate the value of nutrition. Every little part of nutrition, every nutrient has a role to play in our overall health. And health means wholeness. And then doctor, of course, means teacher. And so we're really doctors. We want to teach people how to get healthy in the simplest, easiest way, because I don't have time to eat right. I know my son isn't going to eat right in the world he's growing up into. So what can we do? Well, I've done this for myself, and I want to share it with other people. But being nutritionally sound and having whole nutrition is the key and is the foundation. Of our health, and even our mental health, which today psychotropic drugs are the most utilized drugs in the world for any kind of anxiety, any kind of problems. We're turning, and mostly women are turning to these psychotropics, and the men are becoming antisocial, and it's all about too many McDonald's burgers. There's just a lack of nutrition, a lack of integrity in our diet and in our soil. And so we want to bring people a solution that helps them and the quickest, easiest way possible and affordable. And that's what I know you do with a lot of your products and your sponsors. They're all very, very good supplements. So, keep doing what you're doing, Robert.
We'll do it. And Scott Kennedy, those of you who want to talk with Scott off the air, he's very nice. He'll actually talk to you. I want to give you a toll-free number in a moment, but also remind you I've got the links to all of my great sponsors that support whole food nutrients and restoration of integrity and the power to heal that I remind you about every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super C Veg, SuperSeaVeg.com. I've got it linked up. How do they reach you by phone?
Well, they can call the 800 number, and I have an extension there, and those messages are then forwarded to my email 24/7. So 800-893-VEG. We also have another number, 866-C-VEG, with two Gs, and you can get into our voicemail, leave me a message. And there's a personal greeting on there that I just created the other day, and that would be a good button to push as well. But, Robert, thank you for your support and for having me on each week and fighting the good fight for people's health. I really look up to you and admire you for all you've done.
Scott, and if I didn't believe in what you were doing, you wouldn't be here, believe me. And I'm grateful for what you're doing. It is important. It is that important to restore integrity, nutritional and otherwise, to the kids here in America and around the world listening on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Robert. Have a great day.
Oh, you got it. Now, remember, we've got lots more to do. In fact, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be live at the Nullify Now conference in Phoenix, Arizona, January 29th. And we talk about ways to transform human health, animal health for that matter, and the health of the nation. And it can be done without violence. I recognize there are a lot of historical examples, more than not, of violent overthrows when the people have been oppressed. And we do now acknowledge we have a government that is oppressing from within and without. We're going to talk more about that next hour when we talk about the attack on doctors who are utilizing vitamin C intravenously for their patients, the chelation doctors. And their freedom is at stake. It's they're losing it because the big pharmaceutical minions are desperate to maintain the prison-like state of the people of planet Earth. And the most efficient and effective way to do that is to deny the people the nutrients they need to function properly. The temple, the blessed temple that has been gifted to us by our very creation, by our very birth, is desecrated every time we take the sacrament of Big Pharma. And although I defend your freedom to do so, when it is mandated, when it is authorized by government, and when you are attacked because you refuse to do it, now they have gone too far. We're going to talk more about empowering ways that you can break free of that without violence next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay tuned. Go to robertscottbell.com, where I simply remind you every week that the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.